Well, good morning. How are you all today? Doing okay? It's kind of warm a little bit, yeah. You have lots of baseball games this weekend. Well, I'm glad that you are all here, and it's good to see you all. I've missed you this last month or so. So today, did you hear the kind of ghost story that the gospel had in it? Jesus went over to the other side, to the Gerasenes, and just as he was getting out of the boat, who was there? A who? A kind of almost like a ghost, right? He was this guy, and he was just wacky. Jesus got out of the boat, and the guy was over the side! Yeah, I like the Joker from Batman. Wouldn't that be weird? And they said he had a demon in him. And every once in a while, that demon would get a hold of him and he would be running around the town and saying things and throwing his arms all around and everything. And you know what they would do to him? They'd shackle him up in chains. Well, I think you all must have a demon, so we need to shackle you up and see what that feels like, all right? I've seen you in the pew acting crazy and making noise, you kids. Where do you think you are? This is church. Sit on your hands. Go ahead. Sit on your hands. Can you do that? Sit on your hands. Don't move. You little demons. I'm just teasing Liam. You should see me when I get really wound up. I can be scary. So you sit on your hands. Can you move? So that poor guy was there sitting on his hands. They had him all tied up and he couldn't move. And then Jesus came that day. There he was. He got off the boat. The man was going crazy. And Jesus said, demons, get out. And they were afraid. And everybody was afraid. Do you know what Jesus did to him that day? Did he throw him in jail? Did he throw him out of the church? Did he tell him, we're going to put you away? Did he say, you're a bad man? He healed him. He set him free.
From the demon.
Yes. Set him free. Now, this is the neat thing. If you're sitting in church and you're sitting on your hands, how do you praise God? Any ideas? If this guy was all tied up and he couldn't get away and he couldn't be part of his family, how could he praise God? I know you're going to come up with something good, Ryan. How will we praise God if we have to sit on our hands? We're good Lutherans. We just sit and think it in our minds. You're quite right. But you see, what's wonderful is that God sets us free. And so at the end of the story, everybody's upset because Jesus set this man free, and the demons went into a swine herd and ran over the cliff into the ocean. But the man was free. And you know what Jesus said to him? Go and tell people what God has done for you. Praise God. Praise God. Don't let him sit on your hands anymore. Don't be bound up, but praise God. And that's what this story is such a wonderful reminder of us, is how God lets us be a little more free, and how God lets us raise our hands so that we can tell the whole world what God has done for us. And so you also are set free. So, if at any point during the service you want to praise God, you just go right ahead. And I'll talk to your parents later. Okay? So you all are free. Thank you. You can go back to your places.